Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 40, Select Devotees, Episode 17. I do not know about topics concerning Lord Krishna. By Gunya Kita Kalitaha, Paishunya Vrana Pidataha, Danyarnave Nimagno Hung, Chaitanya Vaidyam Ashraye. I am infected by germs of material activity and suffering from boils due to envy. Therefore, falling in an ocean of humility, I take shelter of the great physician, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jaya Jaya Shachi Sutta Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Jaya Jaya Kripa Moya Nityananda Dhanya. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the son of Mother Shakti. All glories to Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Indeed, Nityananda is most glorious and merciful. Jaya Dvaita Kripa Sindhu, Jaya Bhakta Gana, Jaya Swarupa Gadadhara, Rupa Sanatana. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Advaita Prabhu, the ocean of mercy, and to all the devotees such as Swarupa Damodara Goswami, Gadadhara Pandit, Sri Rupa Goswami, and Sri Sanatan Goswami. One day, Prajumna Mishra came to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, offering respects and inquiring from him with great submission. My Lord, kindly hear me. I am a cripple-minded householder, the most fallen of men. But somehow, by my good fortune, I have received the shelter of your lotus feet, which are rarely to be seen. Oh, how I wish to hear topics concerning Lord Krishna constantly. So be merciful unto me, and kindly tell me something about Krishna. My dear Mishra, I do not know about topics concerning Lord Krishna. I think that only Ramananda Roy knows, for I hear these topics from him. It is your good fortune that you are inclined to hear topics regarding Krishna. So the best course for you would be to go to Ramananda Roy and hear these topics from him. I see that you have acquired a taste for hearing talks regarding Krishna. Therefore, you are extremely fortunate. Not only you, but anyone who has awakened such a taste is considered most fortunate. Dharma Svanushtita Pungsang Vishvaksena Katasuya No Padayed Yadi Rating Shrama Evahi Kevalam. That person who properly performs his or her regulative duties according to Varna and Ashram, but who does not develop one's dormant attachment for Krishna or awaken one's taste for hearing and chanting about Krishna, is certainly laboring fruitlessly. The following is a purport to this verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, Chapter 2, Number 8, composed by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. There are different occupational activities in terms of man's different conceptions of life. To the gross materialist, who cannot see anything beyond the gross material body, there is nothing beyond the senses. Therefore, one's occupational activities are limited to concentrated and extended selfishness. Concentrated selfishness centers around one's personal body. This is generally seen amongst the lower animals. Extended selfishness is manifest in human society and centers around the family, society, community, nation, and the whole world, but with a view to gross bodily comfort. Above these gross materialists are the mental speculators who hover aloft in the mental spheres, and their occupational duties involve making poetry and philosophy or propagating some ism with the same aim of selfishness limited to the body and mind. But above the body and mind is the dormant spirit soul, whose very absence from the body makes the whole range of bodily and mental selfishness completely null and void. Less intelligent people have no information of the needs of the spirit soul. Because foolish people have no information of the soul and how it is beyond the purview of the body and mind, they are not satisfied in the performance of their occupational duties. The question of the satisfaction of the self is thus raised herein. For the self is beyond the gross body and subtle mind. Self is the potent active principle of the body and mind. So without knowing the need of the dormant soul, one cannot be happy simply with emolument of the body and mind. The body and mind are but superfluous outer coverings of the spirit soul. The spirit soul's needs must be fulfilled. Simply by cleansing the cage of the bird, one does not satisfy the bird. One must actually know the needs of the bird itself. The need of the spirit soul is that the spirit soul wants to get out of the limited sphere of material bondage and fulfill one's desire for complete freedom. The spirit soul wants to get out of the covered walls of the greater universe. The spirit soul wants to see the free light and the spirit. That complete freedom is achieved when one meets the complete spirit, the personality of Godhead. And so, there is a dormant affection for God within everyone. Spiritual existence is manifest through the gross body and mind in the form of perverted affection for gross and subtle matter. Therefore, we have to engage ourselves in occupational engagements that will evoke our divine consciousness. This is possible only by hearing and chanting the divine activities of the Supreme Lord, and any occupational activity which does not help one to achieve attachment for hearing and chanting the transcendental message of Godhead is said herein to be simply a waste of time. This is because other occupational duties, whatever ism they may belong to, cannot give liberation to the soul. Even the activities of the salvationists are considered to be useless because of their failure to pick up the fountainhead of all liberties. The gross materialist can practically see that his or her material gain is limited only to time and space, either in this world or in the other. And even if one goes up to the Swargaloka, one will find no permanent abode for one's hankering soul. The hankering soul must be satisfied by the perfect scientific process of perfect devotional service. Recorded February 19, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. You exist beyond this body, even beyond your little mind. Affected by time. As a soul, you cannot suffer, cannot fall sick or die. You are peaceful, full of knowledge, always satisfied. But still for you there is danger coming in two ways. Ignorance. The soul loses its way. He takes the body as himself, and so he feels the pain. Then he's trapped up in the body like a bird in a cage. Trapped like a bird in a cage. Trapped like a bird in a cage. You are trapped, trapped like a bird in a cage. Trapped like a bird in a cage. Trapped like a bird in a cage. We are trapped, trapped like a bird in a cage. Trapped like a bird, trapped like a bird, trapped like a bird in a cage. Yeah.